have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. A beautiful morning in Los Angeles. Amazing morning. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, for those who want to know themselves, the biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? An amazing question. Know thyself if you want to be free. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to comment and have it read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday again. They come and they go fast. Isn't that amazing? It's like the sun is just coming up and going around the world real fast. And for the flat earthers, because we love the flat earther too, it's going up and down the world, okay. Like the spaceship went up and down the earth instead of going around it. You notice how the spaceship went up and down the earth, like going up and down the road? Amazing. And it's like, did y'all notice that? It went up and down the road. Amazing. It is Wednesday, and the last hour of Wednesday's show is Manhood Hour, but the first 2 hours of the show is Black Excellence. That one then, this is
what's
now.
Wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror fool about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. Making America great again. Baby, it's time to come home. Amazing. A spiritual battle. When, and don't forget this week's assignment, is to be a thought watcher for 1 week. be a thought watcher for 1 week. Is that too much to ask? And I'm encouraging you to do it for yourself, not for me. I'm encouraging you to become a thought watcher for yourself. You're going to be amazed at what you will find. For those who want to come out of their misery and to be free, not for all, I understand that. There's always been, and Christ spoke about it, only a few in every generation, only a few that will look and find that straight and narrow path, which is within, by the way. It's not out there at all. It's a total waste of time looking for the kingdom, the peace, the freedom out there, outside of you. It ain't out there. It's not in a book. It's not in your money. It's not in your relationships. It's not in your jobs. It's not in your whatever you think you got. Your house is in you. It's nowhere but in you. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So look within. The kingdom of heaven is within. Paradise is inside of you. Paradise is in you. If you don't, okay, read all your little books, go to all your little classes, and do whatever it is, you hoop and holler or whatever, and see how much that's going to get you. It's going to only get you a hard time and a short time to make it. That's all you're going to get, hard times and short times to make it, as long as you look without. And that you can depend on. You ain't going to find it. And you still will cry at night. When will you walk away from the world outside of you? When will you walk away from the world outside of you and live from within? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. People are gone crazy. Have you noticed this? And just fight on each side. One side fighting the other one fighting the other one, and no one wins. They get nowhere in life but the thrill of fighting. That's all they get. When will you walk away from that? Be in it, but not of it. In the world, but not of it. That was a vote in Virginia on Tuesday. And they were voting to approve a redistricting situation there. The Democrats, according to the report, the Democrats are trying to redistrict the area of Virginia there so that they can have more seats in Congress. And they have a midterm election coming up soon, November. And they are desperate to get back into so-called power. They want to run America again so they can run it completely in the ground. They want to run it into pure hell, chaos, confusion, so that you will be afraid and vote for them. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately for the children of evil, the people want it. They want the Democrats back. They don't want peace. They don't want to find peace within themselves, and they don't want it outside. Meaning that they don't want to think for themselves. They don't want lower gas prices and lower food prices or anything. They want misery. And that's why they keep voting with the Democrats. It doesn't matter. And then they want to, in doing this, they think that they're hurting Donald Trump. They think they're hurting the conservatives. And they don't want peace. Fox News is reporting that Virginia voters approved a redistricting referendum allowing the General Assembly to temporarily redraw congressional maps. Watch this, NBC News.
It is official. NBC News Decision Desk has projected that in the Virginia congressional redistricting referendum, the yes side has prevailed. The referendum has been approved by voters, clearing the way for Democrats in the state to redraw the congressional boundaries. You could certainly say here that the Republicans that exist in Virginia, the Republicans were very motivated. They turned out for this. They came very close to defeating this. But, you know, look, ultimately, Virginia, it is still a blue state. And the consequences of this in terms of the midterm landscape here are pretty significant, Gotti. I mean, just think of it this way. The House is very close right now. The Republicans control the House, but their majority is razor thin. The Democrats need a net gain in this fall's midterm elections. The Democrats need a net gain of 3 seats to get control of the House. Now, think about this. The current map in Virginia heading into tonight, congressional map, was 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans, right? Now that it's passed, this Democratic map has passed, the new map is likely to be 10 Democrats and just 1 Republican, right?
Amazing. Hell on earth inside of human beings. And they love to fight. They love to be controlled by outside sources. They don't want freedom. They want free stuff, but not freedom. It is insane that anyone, male or female, never mind the color or the so-called race, anywhere in America would want the Democrats back in there to control the country. Look what they did to the country when they had control with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, even before then, look what they did to America. Crime everywhere. They let the inmates out of prisons. They in jails. They defund the police. They allow that group, radical group, Black Lives Matter, worse than the KKK, to destroy America. They literally allow white people to be under genocide in America. And tons of people came in from around. They brought them in, invited them in, opened the border, said, come on down. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you cell phones. We're going to tell you what to say. Say that you're seeking asylum. They told them what to do and everything. And you still want them back. You deserve what you get. The hell you bring upon yourself. Why don't those people who want to be free, why don't you just overcome the world? And you can. If you want to, you can overcome the world and be totally at peace. Be totally at peace while the human beings around you are afraid, unhappy, jealous, revengeful, and angry and everything, and you can be at peace. The answer you're looking for is inside of you, not outside of you. The world don't have the answer. Nobody out there has the answer about anything. The economy, they don't have the answer about that. They don't have the answer about love, what the real love is. They don't have the answer about anything. But yet you look to them rather than looking within. What a shame. Such a sad way to live. And it's going to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. It's gone to get worse. Look how things have changed over the last 35 years. Let's just keep it that close. 70 years, but for those who are young people, it's bad for the last 35 years. It's gotten worse. And nobody is winning. Both sides are losing. There's this female by the name of Kamala Harris. You know her, right? She's black. Well, according to Yahoo News, Kamala Harris told activists and political leaders at this Al Sharpton convention thing in New York that I've come to realization, to the realization, that some people are truly transactional, whatever that means. Watch this from C-SPAN.
And his character is he is telling the American people he doesn't care about you. It's not just about the individual. It's about the apparatus, if you will. I would prefer to just talk about the cronies who are allowing this to happen. I've come to the realization that, you know, some people are purely transactional. By that, I mean they're in it for what they can get out of it, and whoever is harmed in the process, so be it. They're not burdened with doing what is morally right, what is principled, what is value-based. They're in it for what they can get out of it.
Amazing. When she said he doesn't care about, I have no idea who she's referring to, so I can't refer. I can't mention that, but I don't know. My producer, along with Hate, tried to explain to me what transactional meant, but I'm black and slow, so I still didn't quite understand it. Do you know Nick, what that means? Transactional.
To be about the transaction, to be about exchange, what I get and what you get.
What?
It's to be a transaction is an exchange.
Oh,
so what do I get and what do you get?
Oh, I see.
So if someone is transactional, then that's what they're focused on. I think that's what that word's trying to say.
And they're telling me a give and a take.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some people call, I guess, you know, love is supposed to not be like that, I guess. Some people might say.
And love is not transactional.
Right. And so some might criticize you, like Kamala's doing, I guess. I'm starting to gather that you're transactional. You don't really care about that person you're doing the transaction with.
So who? I didn't hear who she was referring to.
That wasn't clear to me. I mean, I was wondering too. I was like, is she talking about Trump? Men?
You know? I don't know. Well, I don't. Where's the proof of that? I don't know that. Dare tell me in my ear, but.
Derek says, prioritizing mutual benefit over emotional connection. Yeah.
amazing. And the world gone crazy. Grok is reported. Kamala Harris spoke at this event, and she told black women it's acceptable to be transactional. Watch this from X.
I think it's okay for us to be a bit transactional too. And to say, I'm gonna get mine also. And so don't count on me to be a voter and be the backbone of the Democratic Party, because it is my value system and my ethics and my sense of civic duty and responsibility, so that you look at me and say, oh, they're going to vote.
Amazing. So was she only speaking to black women or something? Because she didn't say black women. According to the post, oh, okay. To Grok, she was talking to black women. So she's telling the black women in the Democratic Party, it's okay for you. But she said in the first all by it sounded like transactional was a bad thing. They're only thinking about themselves. But in this sound, it sounded like she's saying the black women should say to the Democratic Party, okay, I will get you a vote, but I want something back. Who taught her this word anyway? Did her husband teach her transactional? What's going on? Hell on earth through human beings. Hell on earth into human beings. This is hell on earth, right here, right now. Amazing. When will you get off the train? When will you look within and be free? If not now, when? And the Democrats have been using black people for the last 70 years, for sure. And they were encouraged to allow the Democrats to use them during the so-called civil rights movement. No such thing as civil rights, by the way. And when the blacks went along with Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all those people, and gave up the fathers and Father Jackson and Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan and all those people. And the government, the Democratic Party, gave them free stuff. And what Jackson and all those people wanted was somebody that they can control so that they can be the leaders of the people. Isn't that amazing? And they fell for it, and the Democrats have had control of the blacks ever since then. And they are truly using black women to keep control over black people. Because black men are not thinkers for themselves. They follow the woman. What a sad way to live. When will you wake up? If not now, when? Bella is out of California. Bella, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Bella.
What's up? So my question is, are sins are forgiven? correct?
I'm sorry?
Our sins are forgiven.
Yes.
So what are we forgiving our mothers for?
We're turning you away from the Father and keeping you away from God. What?
But our sins are forgiven.
Right.
So what are we forgiving them for?
We're turning you away from the Father and recreating you in the image that they're in.
Okay. So we still have to forgive even though our sins are forgiven.
Right. Because you're never going to understand the depths of what forgiveness is until you forgive. You're not going to be able to see until you forgive.
Okay. One other question. Actually, I have two. So what do we tell, like, I asked this in the past, but I think my phone is breaking up. It was maybe a year ago. What do I tell my son about imagination?
You said what is breaking up?
No, in the past I asked this question, but my phone was breaking up, so I don't think I got to the bottom of it.
All right.
What do I tell my son about his imagination? He has a really crazy imagination.
How old is he?
He's 11 now.
And he wants to what?
He was like 9. He was 9 back then, but he just builds things. He lives in his imagination, right? As a kid should. Is his imagination from the devil?
And give me an example of what you mean.
It can be anything. It can be like, I'm thinking of, I don't know, what if a fish meshes with, like, I don't know, human? What would that be? And he can ask me that kind of question. Is that kind of question from the devil, or is it just him and his imagination?
Well, he's just a kid right now, and you give love so you can respond to him with love, and you would give him the right answer to it.
But it's not even about the answer. It's more so, is that from the devil, him even asking it?
Not necessarily.
Can you explain
kids,
that a little bit more?
Kids have a very interesting imagination. They're very creative. They come up, they ask a lot of questions about things that they don't understand, because the parents don't have love, they don't have the love and the patience, they can't respond accordingly to the kids.
But focusing more so on the kid, that's not from the devil. Like, my child is not the devil because he's asking questions and he has an imagination.
No,
correct?
And you shouldn't even be thinking that at all.
Kids, no, that's what I'm just trying to focus.
Kids use their imagination until they get old enough to understand and overcome it. So they're fine with it.
Okay, perfect. I just want to, like, make sure.
Yeah.
Because not everything is of the devil. This is what I'm trying to, like, kind of focus on, too. Because, man, like, he doesn't know the devil. Like, he's 11. So, you know, sometimes things get a little tricky.
I mean, but it's only tricky because your focus is on the devil in yourself rather than on life within yourself. You're too into
that.
Well,
I mean, no, I was actually...
Now you're thinking everything into the devil in your kid, in your son, and your child. And kids use their imagination for very, you know, talent. They make music, they come up with ideas and everything. So don't be into that with your son.
I'm not. Is the music playing? Because I have one more question.
Hold on 1 minute. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? from rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. Amazing, huh? From 11 to 1 p.m. And it's Wednesday, a brand new live episode of Punchin' TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. A live episode on Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And on Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of TheFallenState.TV. A very, very interesting discussion with Brian Shapiro. And Brian is a radio host for the Las Vegas KSHP radio station. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does racism exist?
Are you really asking me that question?
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. I think you're amazing. Okay, so you're a misogynist then. You're a pig.
What?
You can laugh.
No,
it's, what do you mean? The unemployment numbers aren't important? You're a for saying what? That. You're a bigot. Do you understand
Brian,
that? You're a bigot?
Are you a
Don't
Christian?
Don't lie to me. You are a moron, Jesse.
Hey,
you have an IQ of like 20.
Brian.
You're an imbecile. You're a zero. You're a buffoon.
Don't worry. It'll get better. It was interesting. This Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Let me go back to Bella out of California. Bella, you had another question?
Yes, Jesse, can you hear me?
Speak right into your phone.
I'm out. Okay. I'm on the phone.
Okay. Go ahead.
Last time I called, and I got cut off. I was talking about romanticizing the past. I know it's more so like Trump, you like more, even my dad does this, where it's kind of like back in the old days or like back when the good old days. Are you living in the past when you're doing that?
No.
Go on.
I just said no.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you doing when you do that? Are you just kind of like reflecting on it?
Just mentioned in past.
Okay. I mean,
brother,
do you
talk to your son about the devil or anything? Or his imagination?
Why would I talk to him about the devil? No, I would never talk to my son about the devil.
So, do you
because
talk,
he
do
came
you,
from good.
Do you tell him to stay out of imagination or anything?
I don't because I don't think that is appropriate.
Right. Okay. I just want to make sure I encourage you not to do that to him. He's too young.
Of course. Of course not. Also, like, romanticizing the past, I do think that's also not. We don't have to always go back to, like,
why
you know,
do you romanticize the past?
No, I don't.
But I just told you that we're not doing that either. But you keep saying romanticizing the past.
Because, you know, the good old days, you can say it.
But I just told you, we're just telling you how it was and how it is now. But you keep calling it romanticizing the past.
Because you miss it, because the good old days
Bella,
is romanticizing.
Bella, we're telling you that we're not romanticizing the past. We're telling you how it was then and how it is now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have one more.
Thank you, Bella. I got to go. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Earl out of California. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse, can you play the Croon Train Boogie song?
Earl, hold on. I can hardly hear you. It sounds like you're on a speakerphone or something. 888-7753-773. I want to get this soundbite in and while Earl work on his... I mean, Derek is talking to Earl about his phone. When will you do what you want, of course. When will you, when the police stop you, why not just follow what they say and go on your way? Why have you allowed yourself to be taught to overreact to the police officers doing their job? They're trying to look out for you. And the Americans, well, they're trying to look out for you. They're working on your behalf. But you've been trained to overreact to the cops. And then when the cops have to do their job, you call them police brutality, but you're not seeing what you're doing to bring it upon yourself. The world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. And black people, this is black excellence, right? Take control of men and women, of all people, really, but the blacks. Take control of your own life. Forgive your mothers and your father for misleading you and the world. And just, now that you're an adult, take control of your life and be free. Grok is reporting. A police stopped a black man walking with a satchel, you know, that thing around your shoulder, after he glanced back twice and adjusted his bag upon seeing them. Watch this from X.
The way you were moving, when you had the satchel on you, you swung it to the back when we came around. Come here for a sec. Sir, I'm stopping you, sir. Sir, I'm stopping you.
Am I being detained?
Yes.
For what?
I'm telling you. Come here.
For what?
Come here. I'll talk to you. Come here.
Why are you grabbing?
Just talk to me.
Why are you grabbing?
Because you're being stopped. He's okay. He's okay.
For what?
He's okay.
What am I being detained for?
All right, I'm going to tell you why.
Can you tell me right now?
Yes. just stop right now. You keep trying to pull. All right, you gonna stop? My man, when we came up, all right, as soon as you saw us, you looked back twice, correct? You also moved your backpack, in the, your little satchel area in the back of you, okay? So what I was gonna do is pat you down for a possible weapon, okay? So with that being said, we're gonna take a stop report. All right, sir, come in. You can't move. Stay right here, okay?
What all am right? I being detained for?
I already told you. We already went over that.
Suspicion of a weapon.
Yes, there you go. So you don't need to move no more. You're being stopped at this point. You have an ID on you?
No.
You have no ID?
No.
Okay. You gonna give me your name, information?
No.
So we put a report for the report?
No.
So you don't wanna give no information?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's great being black in America.
Amazing, huh? See how evil that is? All for the thrill. He turned his video on. He knew. It was all for the thrill of it. And this is human nature. Human nature is pure evil. And as long as you are evil, you will never know God. You will never know love. You will never know truth. But you have a choice. You can overcome that world and let other people be the way they want to be. And don't judge them. Don't be angry at them because they want to be vicious and nasty and evil. They can't help forgive them. They know not what they do. They can't help it because all human beings are possessed. You're not in control until you overcome evil. And then you're possessed with good, if I can use that word, possessed. And good takes over, and you're fine. Isn't that amazing? This is what's happened, folks, in human nature. There's no good in human beings. You're not going to find any good in human beings. And I hear people say, I've said this before, oh, look for the good in someone. That is the dumbest saying I ever heard. You're not going to find good in a human being. What the? The world do not have the answer. Have you noticed that? They don't have the answer out there in the world, but you keep looking out there. This guy appeared to have set this video, turned this thing on his cell phone, and to get a thrill like that. Who turned their cell phone on when the cops stopped them? And laugh and refuse to stop and carry on, according to the video. It's not about racism. No isms. This is evil. You are evil until you overcome evil with good. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller, Justin out of Ohio. Justin, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, sir.
Good. Hey, Jesse, I'm 24 years old, and I'm currently going through a divorce.
Really?
There was no adult. Yeah. So there was no adultery committed during the marriage. My wife chose to left me. And I had my faults during the marriage. You know, I had problems. We got married when we were 19. We had a child. I was actually supposed to go away and be a Division I athlete, but I gave up that opportunity to stay with her in the hometown. And we had our problems. You know, we were young. We were both self-proclaimed Christians. She's Catholic, but we weren't really living in Christ. We didn't read the Bible much. You know how it is. Just one of them things, just a blanket statement growing up. And now she's leaving me. I corrected those things. When she left me, I gave my life to Christ. I've never had a better relationship with Christ. I've never felt better in my life. It's like life just went full circle. I went back and made my corrections, and I corrected my wrongs. But now I just still feel like I'm in that covenant, you know. She left me. She sort of went the other route. She had another man talking to the children within 2 months, and her family, like I said, they're Catholic, but they're those stereotypical Italian soprano-style Catholics, if you will. And it's just like I'm fighting evil for my children. And, you know, I want reconciliation, but I don't see that happening. I'm just wondering, you know, what to do about the covenant thing, because I still feel attached to her. I still feel like I owe her and, of course, you know, my children.
What do you mean by covenant thing? What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you get married, it's a covenant before God. And now I just feel like still, you know, God wants us to be together. But, I mean, I know he makes the good out of the bad. And she's just choosing wrong. Now, you know, it's not like I'm going to go get another woman. I'm choosing to be chaste. You know, I'm not going to get another woman before marriage. I don't want to get married again. But I just still feel attached.
Your question for me is what?
Well, you know, what do you do about the covenant, just being attached to her, and
but the,
in your, the end,
and so your question is, what do you do about the covenant thing?
Yeah, like, what should I do now? I mean, I can't, I try to pursue reconciliation.
But why are you trying to get back with the devil, a woman that don't want you? What's wrong with you that you would even consider getting back with her at all?
Yeah, you're right on that, Jesse. That's
no, that,
sure.
was,
I think
that was a question.
No, you're right.
No, that was a question.
What was the question?
What's wrong with you that you were for 1 minute considered getting back with someone that don't want to be with you? What's wrong with you that you wasted your time with that?
I don't know the answer to that one, Jesse, but you're right. That's the right question to ask, and I need to find the answer to that.
And then why do you think your marriage was a covenant with, I guess you said with God or something?
Well, it's a covenant before God. You know, we made a promise.
But your marriage was not from God. You married the wrong woman.
You're right, Jesse. That's right.
No, so why are you calling it a covenant from God?
I see what you mean. I see what you mean now.
No,
yeah.
There was a question.
Well, I thought you know, marriage was before God, but I see what you mean. You know, God didn't bring us together in the beginning. I thought that would have been God bringing us together. What
Why?
God brings together,
Why did
separate.
You think that?
Well, I just think, you know, God doesn't make mistakes, which is true, but.
But
I
why
see
did
what you're
you
saying.
Think that God, that she was from God for you? Why did you think that she was from God?
Yeah, I just thought God brought us together. You know, I thought
what?
Everything.
But why did you think that?
I don't know. I just thought marriage, you know, as a whole was a godly thing.
You can't find a marriage that was, especially nowadays, that was put together by God. That's why they don't work. If marriages are put together by God, you don't have to work on it. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to put anything to try to make it happen. It happens naturally. And then if it's from God, there would never be any consideration of leaving one another. You would be married until death do you part.
Yeah, you're right, Jesse. I appreciate them words. You really opened my eyes because, like I said, I'm thinking, you know, I want to get back together. That's what God wants. But like you said in the beginning, maybe God just didn't even bring us together. That was me performing my will, not God's will.
Right. You're doing the devil's will and not God's will.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. These women, man, I'm no misogynist, but these women, 2026, Jesse, man, it's getting tougher out here, I'll tell you, for a young man.
How old are
God
you?
God bless you, Jesse. I'm 24 years old.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Absolutely. Yes, I have. I've forgiven my parents, the both of them.
You told her?
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
They're very emotionally immature people, so they didn't have much to say. But
what did you say to her?
I just told them that I'm sorry. I told them that I forgive them, and the way that I come up, you know, I explained to them that I want to apologize to my children one day because I know even myself, I have 2 children, 6 and 2. I explained that I know that I have at this point inflicted trauma on them and made mistakes, and I'm going to apologize to them one day. And I told them, although they didn't apologize to me, I am forgiving them, and I forgive them, and I love them.
That's what you told your parents?
Yes.
How many children? You have 2 children? How old are they?
My daughter's 5 and my son is 2.
Oh, okay. Amazing. So, number one, your marriage was not put together by God. That's why it doesn't work. And then number two, you made that woman your God, and that's why you wanted her back and all that, and you should only have one God. I would suggest do what you want. Since you left, in your mind, wish her well, and you start working on yourself, to only have one God, and he'll be all you need. He'll be fine.
No, you're 100% right, Jesse. That's what I've done. You know, in the beginning, I did put her above all else, and I sort of lost track of God. And now, you know, she left me, and I just gave my life to Christ. And like I said, it's never been better. And I realize the mistakes I made. Sometimes I just wish that she could, you know, turn her direction towards Christ as well, and we can do it for our family.
Why do you wish that for her?
You know, I want everybody to see the Golden Gates, and especially her, my wife, who I made these children with.
And why?
You know, just because I love them.
If you love them, you would not wish that for them.
I wouldn't wish heaven for them?
Uh-uh.
Huh.
Not for your wife or anybody else in the world. Why do you wish that for them?
Well, I just, you know, I'd rather them go to heaven than hell.
Why?
Because hell is eternal burning, man.
But maybe that's what they want. Why would you want something for them that they don't want for themselves? Most people love hell. They love misery. Why are you wanting them to not be in hell?
That's very well said, Jesse. They're choosing their choice. You know,
that was a question.
That
was a question. Why would you want anybody to go to heaven that don't want to be in heaven?
Well, I personally believe that, you know, the heaven's better than hell. But you're right; they're making their own choice.
But why do you want that for them? No, you're not answering that.
I want that for them, you know, because I think that's better than hell. You know, heaven's better than hell.
But that's what it is for you. But why do you want that for them? That's not what they want.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe it's just because I want it for myself.
Amazing. I suggest you work on yourself, man, and stay out of your imagination, and don't chase that woman. Be done with her. Just don't hate her, and be done with her.
Yep, I appreciate you, Jesse. I'll tell you what, you're a prophet in 2026, man. God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir, thank you.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jay, a first-time caller out of Chicago. Jay, you are on the air. Hey, Jay? No, Jay?
Hey.
I hung up, Jay. You're too late. Call me back. Super, super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and heat, Jesse, knowing that all of our sins are forgiven, wouldn't the heinous acts committed by the father in Shreveport, you know, the eight kids,
right,
also be forgiven as well? Hashtag it is finished, blood emoji and Christian cross.
Absolutely. God is not holding that against that guy. And what happened is true, because it wasn't him that's doing it. It was the spirit of evil working through him. He may not realize that, but that's what was going on. God is not holding that against them. Amazing.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Okay, when I come back, we'll catch up with the Super Chat and more of your phone calls. The hate news is coming now, not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Black Excellence. We get 2 hours of Black Excellence every Wednesday, the 22nd of April, AD 2026. Stay tuned. Callbacks are hang tight. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773, and we'll get to more of your Super Chats coming in this second hour, if it be the Lord's will, of course, and if the creek doesn't rise, since we're white, or I'm white, then we'll get to your Super Chats and calls and more great stories, all right? It's hate news, not fake news. Also, it's Earth Day. Did you know that? The liberal media, of course, recognizing Earth Day. Whatever that even is. And Trump is extending the ceasefire in Iran, citing a seriously fractured Iranian government. And the U.S. delegation's departure from Islamabad is delayed after Iran failed to respond to America's positions, according to this report shared by Ground News. And Virginia voters approved the Democrats' redistricting plan, even though they know it's unfair, just to try to fight against our greatest president. Voters, oftentimes suckers. Am I right? Or am I right? And that gives the party a midterm election boost. And Trump plans to send Afghans, as again, people from Afghanistan, who supposedly aided the United States, to Congo if they want. According to the New York Slimes, the failing New York Slimes. So let me tell you about this little report. On Tuesday, President Trump, Donald Trump, that is, extended the ceasefire with Iran at Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir's request out of respect for them, delaying a planned attack while waiting a unified proposal from Tehran. Pakistani leaders urged a pause to facilitate negotiations, though Iran initially signaled they might skip upcoming talks in Islamabad, casting doubt on immediate diplomatic progress. Trump directed the U.S. military to maintain their naval blockade of Iranian ports and remain ready for strikes until discussions conclude, sustaining pressure during negotiations. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi condemned the blockade as an act of war and a violation of the ceasefire, expressing skepticism about Tehran's participation in talks amid contradictory messaging. Global energy markets face volatility as Brent crude, whatever that is, trades near $95 a barrel, with the naval standoff threatening shipping throughout the critical Strait of Hormuz that carries 20% of global oil. And a Virginia voters approved of Democrats' redistricting plan, giving the party a midterm election boost. On Tuesday, they approved a mid-decade redistricting plan projected to boost Democrats' chances of winning, as you heard earlier this hour, 4 additional House seats, potentially securing 10 of the state's 11 congressional districts. Trump initiated a national redistricting battle last year, supposedly, by urging GOP-controlled states to redraw maps for partisan advantage, prompting Virginia Democrats to respond with the referendum to offset Republican gains. Wow. Proponents spent more than $56.4 million on advertising through Tuesday morning, more than twice the $24.6 million invested by opponents, including House Speaker Mike Johnson and former Governor Glenn Youngkin. Despite the approval of the Virginia Supreme Court is weighing on an appeal of a Tazewell County judge's ruling that deemed the redistricting plan push illegal. Interesting. Potentially rendering the referendum results moot. Wow. There's a narrowly divided U.S. Congress at stake, and the map could prove decisive in this coming November's midterm elections, though a high court reversal could revert the districts to 2021 boundaries and reshape competitive races. Serious mess, huh? And I'll have to tell you about these 1,100 Afghans who are at a Qatar base going to Congo. We'll see. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? This is such an amazing question. The more I think about it, the more amazing I realize it is. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or BonJLP Cash App. BonJLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It is also Black Excellent Hour. Amazing. That was then when America was amazing. And this is
this
now.
Is Black Excellence.
What's wrong with the black?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Amazing. Amazing. It's a spiritual thing. It's not physical. And this, I guarantee you. I have suggested that for 1 week, this week, you be a thought watcher, to watch your thoughts. Do nothing about them but watch them for 1 week. All right? And here's another suggestion. So that for those men and women who want to overcome, if you don't, you have a right to stay nasty and evil and vicious and love evil and try to hurt yourself, continue to hurt yourself and others. You have a right to live in hell. But for those who want to come out, you can. So here's what I want. Another suggestion, but do what you want. Instead of when you find yourself in situations or whatever goes on, instead, and I really, really want to encourage you to try this. Instead of getting angry or becoming resentful or anything, why not get an understanding? Get an understanding with every situation. Get an understanding of that situation. Why is this happening? What is it that I did not see about myself? Don't get angry. Get an understanding. It's going to blow your mind and make you free. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. But you've been taught and made to be angry. And because you get angry at everything, you look on the outside and you think what's happening to you is real. Really. You literally think that what's happening to you is real. And you think it's happening to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. But if you get an understanding in all situations, you see that nothing is happening to you. Nothing is happening to you. And you will see that you don't have to be you any longer. You literally don't have to be you any longer. You really don't have to be you any longer. Isn't that amazing? But you got to slow down and watch from within, and above all, get an understanding. The Spirit of Truth says, above all things, get an understanding. It didn't tell you to overreact. It didn't tell you to blame someone else. It didn't tell you to get mad or resentful or attack. It says to get an understanding. It didn't tell you to become all intellectual and all that mess. It says to get an understanding. So I recommend that too. But do what you want. Live in your hell or be free. Love your misery. Love your thrills of hurting yourself and others, or trying to hurt others. Or you could be free. You could be of love, or you could be stay of evil. And it is Black Excellent Hour. And I want to just encourage the blacks from this day forward, never blame anyone else for your issue. If you're a kid, your parents are responsible for you. But as an adult, male or female, you and only you are responsible for you. Stop being a victim. You hear men, black men and women, blaming the white man or blaming somebody else for their situation. Isn't that amazing? Just think about that. As an adult, you think somebody else has control of your life. I can't make no money because the white man hold me back. I can't get no job because the white man discriminated against me. Stop it. That's evil. You're lost. And what you don't know, because you're blaming the white man, you don't see that the black people don't care about you either. You elect black people thinking that they're going to make your life better, and your life get worse. Their life get worse, too, just that they get a little bit more money and so-called power, which is not real power. But your life don't get better because you elect black people. What's wrong with you? I got proof. Remember that guy out in Chicago, the so-called mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson? Wikipedia is reporting that Brandon Johnson has been the mayor of Chicago since May 15, 2023. Approximately 2 years, 11 months, and 7 days. Has anything got better? He black. And you keep electing black people thinking that your life going to get better. And you can't see. What the? Because you don't know that there's not one person in your life, around you in your life, that can make your life better. Only you can do that. 3 years ago, on April 19, 2023, during an address to the Illinois General Assembly, Brandon Johnson stated that violence and crime have torn families apart for too long. Watch this from ABC 7.
We have seen the kind of crime and violence that has torn families and communities apart for too long.
But afterwards, Johnson speaking publicly for the first time about weekend violence that caused chaos in downtown Chicago and along the lakefront.
The violence that happened over the weekend and the violence that happens too many weekends and too many days, of course we don't condone that behavior.
Johnson denied he was sending mixed messages over the weekend in a statement where he said the violence can't be condoned, but also said it was not constructive to demonize youth. Today he was doubling down on that sentiment.
So don't give people false choices. We get to do both, you all. It is well past due that we put an end to this dynamic that somehow not make it. Look, demonizing children is wrong. We have to keep them safe as well.
Amazing. We have to keep them safe. The parents have to keep them safe. And the parents have to love their children. We're not responsible for somebody else's children. But you elected a black male. There was a black female mayor before that. Things got even worse. And that is worse. What, is there such thing as a worse, sir? But you keep electing black people. Because you're blind, you hate the white man, and you hate yourself. If you don't love one, if you don't love all, you love none. And no such thing as worser. I mean, it's down worse. And then you saw those, according to the report, black kids jumping on cars, carrying on, being all wild like animals. Oh, don't demonize them. There is no love in that. You don't even respect other people's property. And yet, you keep electing black people because they black. Amazing. On June 21st, on June 21st, 2023, there was a report of teens takeover that left an 18-year-old female hospitalized. Why is this from Chicago, CBS Chicago?
Police say an 18-year-old was hospitalized after a hit-and-run crash in Bronzeville. It happened last night near 31st in Michigan. The young woman said she was crossing the road when she was hit by a gray vehicle that took off. So far, no one's been arrested. Meanwhile, we've reached out to police to find out if that crash is connected to this, a sometimes unruly crowd of teens in the same area at the same time. You can see the group outside a gas station, as well as a lot of police officers. There were reports of vandalism to the business and several cars. Today, when asked about this latest so-called teen takeover, Mayor Brandon Johnson said the city is actively working to prevent these gatherings.
Of course.
For several weeks, you have not heard any incident in the news about these congregants because we have been working strategically with law enforcement, along with other preventative agencies, to redirect these individuals who in some instances don't mean us any good.
You think? If they're working on the situation, I hate to see them when they're not working on the situation. What does Brandon Johnson call working on? On November 21st, 2025, there was a report of two shootings, one where seven teens ranges in age from 13 to 17, was shot during a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Why is this? From ABC 7.
Tonight, family and friends mourn the loss of 14-year-old Armani Floyd, who was killed in a Friday night shooting in downtown Chicago, tied to a so-called teen takeover that ended in chaos. McKinley Nelson, founder of Project Swish, says Armani was part of his youth basketball program designed to give younger people a positive and safe place to play. Chicago police say Friday night two shootings took place downtown that left seven other teenagers injured. The first one just outside our ABC 7 State Street studios, which sent a large crowd running in all directions. About an hour later and blocks away at Dearborn and Monroe, gunfire erupted, killing 14-year-old Armani and injuring an 18-year-old man.
In a way, it feels defeating. We developed this program to save the kids, right? And
in an exclusive interview with ABC 7, Mayor Brandon Johnson spoke to our Samantha Chapman on our morning show. Mayor Johnson said the city learned about a possible teen takeover from social media days before.
As difficult as this moment was, we're doing and using every single tool that's available to us to ensure that these type of violent acts do not become normalized. That's why it's going to take police officers. It's going to take my administration, our public education system, our mentoring programs, and just adults as a whole. Adults have to know where their children are.
Amazing. Now, do you believe me when I say black people don't know how to run anything? They can't even run their own community, and you put them in charge of your country. If ever. We needed the white man back. We need him now. But no, you're free. You are free. I remember when Biden was saying, oh, we can't do anything about the border. We can't do anything. And then Trump came along and secured the borders. Somebody needs to come along and secure Chicago. Because all that Brandon Johnson is doing is claiming they're doing all they can. We're doing all we can. And I don't know if you heard or not, not only did the Great White Hope secure the border, even in D.C., the black mayor could not bring the crime down, but Trump came along, and there's almost no crime in D.C. now, the way it used to be in the good old days. Trump is not like, we try, we're doing all we can. We're trying to bring the crime down, the murder rate down, and all that issue in D.C. He didn't say we were trying to do it. He did it. Innovated. Remember when Obama was so-called president of the United States? Things got worse. You put your country in the hands of someone that has no clue how to do things. And you were trying to prove that you were not racist, so you could have voted in a man that had no Obama who had no clue how to solve anything, but made it worse. The race situation got worse. Everything got worse. And you can look at every city, town, or state that's under control of black people. Is it better? Or are they still blaming the white man? And if you think that ain't it, that ain't all. On May 31, 2026, there was a report of another team takeover in Hyde Park. And watch what Brandon Johnson had to say about that. Fox 32 and CBS News.
Let's take a look at this video that was shared by one resident. Crowds can be seen of teenagers flooding the streets in Hyde Park late last night. In this case, witnesses describe a group of about 500 teens moving through the neighborhood, creating a chaotic and tense environment. One resident we spoke to says his vehicle was damaged.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The hood is completely messed up. It's terrible. I'd say like $1,000 worth of damage probably. I have dents everywhere, footprints everywhere.
The more safe spaces that we give young people, the less likely they will engage in irresponsible behavior. So I'm calling on all the folks of the city of Chicago to continue to work with my administration, to work with our state legislature, our city council, our business community, to wrap our arms around young people, to show up in a very intentional way to make sure that they have opportunities.
Amazing. We're doing all we can. You still think that black people know how to fix anything, build anything, or make it, what's already good there? You think that they can keep it better? He sounds like a mama. Oh, they need a safe space. What, they need a safe space so they can destroy more? But we're doing all we can. What a mess. And it's going to get worse. If you doubt me, look at Europe. Look at the UK. Look at South Africa. A spiritual battle. All this man is doing, oh, we're doing all we can to make it better. It's getting worse and worse and worse. So they need a safe space. How is that making it better, folks? Why not overcome the world so you can be free of this? Because it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Jay, let's try Jay again out of, first time call out of Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, Jay, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
All is well, Jay.
Hey, you can hear me?
Are you speaking right on your phone, no Bluetooth or anything?
No. Can you hear me now?
Oh, hold on, Jay. Let me have Dale help you with that. Because you can't be on a Bluetooth or speaker or anything. Hold on, Jay. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing today, Jesse?
All is well, Tony.
Man, this guy, the Great White Hope you call, is really messing this country and the world up, ain't he? I mean, I've never seen in all my days for one man to bankrupt a whole country, $39 trillion in the hole, and starting wars with people that he can't win against.
What will you do differently to make it better?
I'm not a president.
What would you do better? You're on the sideline watching, but what would you do better to make, what would you do differently to make it better?
I would never mess with Iran. I would never mess with Venezuela. I would mind my own business. I would stop dealing with Israel because Israel is nothing but a ripoff. We've taken care of Israel by our own tax dollars.
Tony, how would you know that? How do you know that that's what you would do when you're not on the inside to see what's going on? How do you know that?
You asked me a question. You asked me a question, Jesse.
Tony, hold on. How do you know that that's what you would do when you're not on the inside?
You asked me a question.
Right. You answered me all those things you would do. My business, okay. I wouldn't do the red, I would do this. How do you know if you don't have the inside of what's going on? How do you know that's what you would do?
Because that would be my plan.
You know, you're not on the inside, how do you know that?
What the inside got to do with anything, Jesse?
Because you don't know all the things behind the detail. What's going on?
Well, the thing is, Jesse, once again, he said American first.
Tony, you're not answering the question.
Israel is first.
Answer the question.
I am asking you a question.
Tony, how do you know that's what you would do when you're not inside the situation and see what's going on?
Because I'd be in a situation where I'm telling my staff member and my administration this is how we're going to run the country. Okay, Jesse? Is that your answer? Is that the answer you're looking for, Jesse? You always try to pivot when it's too much for you. But I understand, Jesse. This man is ruining this country.
What does pivot
mean? This man is ruining.
Tony,
you know what pivot means. You play basketball. You know what basketball is.
No, what does pivot mean? What does that mean?
You trying to throw it off.
No, I'm going to let you say it, but what does pivot mean?
I just told you.
What?
You trying to get off the subject.
What does pivot mean, Tony?
That it don't, see, there you go again. But look.
Tony, answer that question. I'm going to let you say what you want to say. What does pivot mean?
You're lying again, Jesse. You always lie.
Tony,
you know?
I'm going to ask you one more time. What does pivot mean?
Avoiding the question.
Okay. Trump is trying. I'm avoiding the question.
Yeah, I gave you the answer because you try to say, "Well, what is this? Why is that? How you figure that?"
But I want to know you making all those decisions.
I want to
about
look,
you going to keep Iran out of your business. Out of your business. How do you know when you're not in there to see what's really going on?
Because I'm not a puppet. How about that? Like Trump is.
You're not
I'm
a
not going to do what Israel. I'm not going to do what Israel tell me to do if I were running this country.
And implying what you mean?
Huh? I'm not a puppet. You know what a puppet is, don't you?
Why do you
don't
say
you know what a puppet
not,
is?
No. But why do you say you're not going to do what Israel tell you to do?
Because Israel, for one thing, I would stop all funding to Israel.
No, that's not the question. How do you
know?
No,
I'm telling you,
I wouldn't do what Israel tell me to do. What are you referring
that's
to?
That's right. So Israel is running the United States right now.
And why do you say that?
Because why are we in Iran?
Where's your proof that Israel is running the United States?
Why did all the senators, the Republican senators, went to Israel for a meeting?
Tony,
why?
Where's your
time,
proof
for the
that
first
Israel
time in the history of the United States?
Bye, Tony. Why did 888-77? I can only go so long with that. 888-77 Jesse. Super chat.
Cesar Caesar bought 3 coffees. Jesse, how do Chinese people come up with baby names? By throwing pots and pans down a flight of stairs.
Ping. What? Pong.
They choose their baby names by throwing pots and pans down the stairs. Ping, gong, gong, ping, gong. Sounds of pots when you throw them downstairs.
What the?
It's an old childhood joke.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you.
P.S. Jesse voice. Ooh, want some rice?
Ooh, want some rice? Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, from the D3 Coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, I was in Chicago last weekend. Downtown Chicago, I might add. I stopped one of the most fast food restaurants in America and the world. I pulled up to the drive-thru and ordered. What happened next is crazy. The person on the speaker says, me don't speak English. I responded, what the? When you say our country is not coming back, I see what you mean. This is terrible. The Great White Hope needs Congress to get off their butts and do what's best for the country. Have a rest of y'all day. Love y'all. Thanks, hands, hearts, and American flags.
Amazing. Thank you for your support. And the only reason... If it wasn't for Donald Trump right now, things would be way worse than they are now because on both sides, the so-called conservative and so-called Democrat, they're not going to do anything to make America better. They were not doing it prior to Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump ever leave office, it's over. That's why I suggest you overcome so that you won't be affected by what's happening. Thank you, though. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Robert with 5. According to Google AI, nearly 5,000 Christians were killed for their faith in 2025. This is all but ignored by the media, but when a Jewish soldier thumps a statue of Jesus, they pretend to be outraged and start writing headlines. I rest my case.
I rest my case. That's amazing. An amazing point. Thank you.
Colette A., welcome new member on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Thank you, Colette A.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Amazing. Thank you.
Coffee Talk with Sandra gifted 3 different cookies on pilled.net with no message.
Right on. Thank you, Sandra. Coffee Talk with Sandra.
Taylor L.
Talk.
Yep.
With Sandra. Thank you.
It's amazing all these so-called conservative influencers are turning against the Great White Hope with the fake narratives, all for some clicks and attention. Taylor L.
And the world goes around. Around and around we go. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles Xavier says, peace be with you, Jesse. May Allah bless you and your family. Amin.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Marky M., thank you, sir. On Cash App.
Thank you for your support. Amazing.
Bree K., 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
And we'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you all. I got to take a quick break when I come back. Back straight to the cause. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. History, don't know much biology, don't know much about algebra. Amazing. Who sang That's All Hake?
Sam Cooke.
At one point, yeah.
Sam Cooke before he died.
That's right. But I do know that I love you. That man, no, he can sing. He was like amazing singer. So, anyway, welcome back. The don't forget, we have an amazing sale going on right now for April. An amazing spring sale. 30% off on all of the merch, except the coffee and the books. 30% off. April is going by fast. I would hurry, hurry, hurry. We have mugs and T-shirts and hoodies and just everything. Go to, and you got to put the code in. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop and put in the code JLP30 at the checkout there so you can get your 30% off. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. And a reminder, some people are forgetting to put in the code JLP30 at the checkout there. So remember that, all right? And we have the best counseling service on this side of the planet by phone, Skype, or is it walk-in?
In person.
For the black people, if walk-in. For the whites, is in person. But you got to make an appointment. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. All right? And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Let me go to Bonnie. My Bonnie flies over the ocean. My Bonnie flies over the sea. Let me go to Bonnie out of Illinois. Bonnie, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bonnie. My Bonnie flies over the ocean. You remember that song?
Yes.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yes. So.
Speak right into your phone and a little louder.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. My question or my comment is, now that we're all returning to the Father, what do us women need to do to submit? Do we bow down to the man to get back to the spirit and the bride say, come? What does that look like?
You say to bow down to the spirit and to what day come?
So in Book of Revelation 22, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. That means we all return back to the Father as his bride. So as we get there, what are our thoughts? What do the women need to know to get back in order? I mean,
But what does the bride day come have to do with women obeying their husband? And when you say all people, all women, all men are not returning to the Father, only a few.
And that's the truth.
And so you can't really say what do all us women do, but what you do is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might first, along with no one else or nothing else. And then love your enemy, love your neighbor. And then the truth will show you how to obey your husband. It will guide you in that. Because of yourself, you don't know how to do it. But the truth will show you how to do it.
Thank you, Jesse.
You will see how to do it because you're going to be living in the light. And in the light, all answers are there. Everything is already there because now you can see. You'll be fine.
I appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I'm not doing the exact silent prayer, but I am being in the stillness of the Lord and something to that. Just trying to listen to the Father at all times, being silent and having peace, like you said.
All right, well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, Bonnie. Bye now. My Bonnie flies over the ocean. CJ is the first time call out of Atlanta, Georgia. CJ, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, CJ.
All right. Appreciate it. I wanted to gauge your perspective on Trump's foreign policy and whether or not America should be a subject to Israel's
CJ, speak
demands.
Right into your phone and a little louder.
I just wanted to get your understanding and perspective on how America is subject to Israel and whatever they want to do in the Middle East, and whether or not we should be giving them bombs to slaughter civilians and women and children in the name of Zionism. And do you think that would be wrong? And should Trump do something about it to not commit genocide and not do the deeds of this criminal state called Israel?
You said a lot, and I don't even understand what you're asking. Can you make that a little simple for me?
I wanted to understand whether or not you support what Trump is doing regarding his lack of effort to curb the genocide and the violence being committed by Israel in the Middle East.
I don't have any. I don't really know. What is he saying, Hank? I don't know what you're asking.
I'm just asking if you support what Trump is doing and what Israel is doing in Iran and Gaza and Lebanon.
I understand. I'm neither for or against it. I'm having a wait and see attitude. I do know that since I've been on the planet, this president is the first president that is working hard in spite of all the opposition from the Democratic Party, the media, some of the rightos, and some of the citizens here. He's doing all his, he appears to be doing all he can to make America great again, and that's the only thing I'm concerned about. But as far as what's happening over there, I don't know, so I'm waiting to see the outcome of it. How about you?
So, well, on February 28th this year,
why are you like talking
American
on a mic? How come you're not using your real voice?
I'm on my phone.
I know, but you seem to be using a cup or something, not your real voice.
I, don't know how to tell you. I'm just on my phone talking normally.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So on February 28th this year, when an American airstrike bombed the Iranian schoolgirls, killing 150 schoolgirls in the name of the Operation Epic Fury. And that was something that we did, American taxpayers, using our weapons.
How do you know that we did that?
Because Donald Trump and the Department of Defense admitted to it and published it on their website.
Donald Trump said that we did that?
The Department of Defense did.
I'm sorry?
Department of Defense did, and it was widely reported everywhere.
So you said, and again, I kind of heard about that, so it's not that I didn't hear that story, but I didn't know that Donald Trump said they did it. And I'm being told that it was mostly boys who were killed, not boys and girls, or mostly girls, according to the update from the Hake Report. Did you know that?
Whether it's boys, whether it's girls, it is still
children. Did you know that it were mostly boys?
Would it make a difference if it's little girls or little boys?
No, I'm asking you, did you know, because you said mostly girls, did you know of mostly boys?
I just answered the question. I'm saying,
no, you answered the question with a question. I'm asking you, because you made the statement. I'm asking, did you know of mostly boys and not girls?
No, because it was literally a schoolgirl building. It was identified, and everybody using basic satellite GPS, they can pinpoint the geolocated area, and they know that the building was obliterated by American airstrike. The family
the report says the strike may have been based on obsolete information about the school and the base next to it. So that's according to the report, but I don't know. There was a military base right next to it or something like that.
There wasn't, though, because it was confirmed. Okay, let's say hypothetically what you're saying is true. It is still confirmed that we did bomb children.
Well, when there are wars, I don't know the whole story. It's not like you're not sure either, but when there's a war, you can expect these type of things to happen.
When there is a war, based on our reputation as America, we wouldn't expect us to be directing our weapons and strikes towards civilian targets.
But according to the report, it wasn't directed toward that. That makes a difference to you?
What report are you talking about? What source? Is it CNN or Fox News?
Does that make a difference to you that, according to the report, whether true or not, I don't know, but according to the report, it was directed toward what they thought was a military base next door. Does that make a difference to you hearing that, if it's true?
If it is true that there was a military target right by a school building,
right,
it would not be. It would not be consistent. It wouldn't even make any sense.
It would not be what?
It wouldn't make any sense or defy logic for them to have a military building base next to a school.
So it wouldn't make a difference to you if there was a military right next to the school or not?
That would be a hypothetical and literally defy logic.
Amazing.
It wouldn't make any sense.
And so are you thinking that or believing that our country purposely hit a school to kill kids?
Absolutely.
And why would America purposely do that? Why do you say that America would purposely do that?
Because our government is ran by principalities of evil and not good. And Trump himself.
According to the New York Times, the school was located directly next to a naval base operated by Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guards. That's from IRG. Oh, that's IRG. And that's from the New York Times.
I never would have thought you would start
Does that make a difference?
Yeah. So you believe that the New York Times is a valid source?
No, I don't. I don't trust the media at all. But I'm just telling you what they said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't trust the media at all. That's for sure. That's for sure. But does that make any difference if that came from the New York Times for you?
I don't trust the mainstream media, so that'll be hard. But what about domestically? He promised that he would build a wall, Mexico pay for it, lock Hillary Clinton up.
He would do what
government
now?
Government spending has been increasing, gas prices are high.
You're wrong.
Inflation is
wrong. Earl, CJ, hold on for a minute. You said, what about domestically? What did you say after that?
I'm just listing a bunch of things that are not going very well domestically when it comes to the economy, when it comes to just basic necessities.
Do you blame Trump for the economy?
Do I blame Trump for the economy?
Right.
Yeah.
But it was already that way when he got in office.
And that is exactly why we voted for him, to improve it.
And he is improving it. It is getting better. But it was already through the roof. Even before Trump got in office, things were bad. And so they're starting to get better. But it was so bad, it's difficult to just make it better right away. But be patient. It will change. It will get better. Be patient, because he just got in office. And he's done amazing things. He closed down the borders. Isn't that amazing that the illegal aliens are not coming across the borders now? Or is that amazing?
When he tightened the immigration policies, that's something that I really supported, because the borders were left open. Illegal immigrants were coming in.
Is it amazing that the borders are shut down now?
Yeah, that's very good, but...
Isn't it amazing that the crime rate is lower now, especially in D.C., but it's lower as a result of Donald Trump? Isn't that amazing?
In my area, it's been rising.
Right, but is that amazing that the crime has gone down?
In which specific areas? From my area, it's been rising.
But you live in Georgia.
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. And so has Trump done anything good that you agree with? And all the reports are showing that all over the country, crime is down, even in your area. It may still be bad because you know how the blacks are, but...
It's hard to see that because I've lived here almost all my life, and the crime rates has been steadily climbing, especially when you look at how people and families are struggling. The economy is not looking very good.
But it was like that under Biden and Obama.
Since years.
It was already that way.
Yeah, the reason why we have Trump is because the horrible policies that Obama and Biden have done.
Yeah.
We wanted something better, and that's why we voted for Trump.
Let me ask you this, because of time. What will you do differently? Oh, hold on. Let me read this to you. Crime rate declined significantly across the U.S. in 2025, with homicide down approximately 20% compared to 2024. And some cities seeing the lowest murder total in decades. That's from Brave.
What source is that from?
Brave. So, CJ, what would you do differently than what the president is doing? What would you do differently?
First thing I would do is prioritize America first, and that includes abandoning foreign interests that don't align with our interests.
What?
Cutting funds off for Israel. I said what I would do is prioritize America first, closing our borders, cutting funds to Israel, stop the endless wars that Trump has not been doing because he's still sending weapons to Israel, cut taxes, reduce government.
So are you going to run for politics? Will you run for president one day?
No, because...
Why not? Why not? You sound like you can do it better. Why don't you run?
A lot of things that people would have to do to get into that position of power is sometimes very evil.
And that don't mean you have to do it. Why don't you run? Why don't you get involved and make that change?
It's a gradual process.
I know, but why don't you do it, though? How old are you?
my 20s.
You got to make the change. Start doing it. Get involved. And you're right. It may take a while to get to prison, maybe. But at least start doing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that includes, I mean, your platform is one part. Because right. Still educating people like us.
So get involved, Jerome. Get out there and run for city council. Run for something and then climb the ladder. And you never know what God will do through you. And never think, never, ever, 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 ever think again that you can't do it. That's just a thought. And all thoughts are all lies all the time. And they keep you from doing anything because you think you can't do it.
Yeah, that is true.
So get out there and get involved. And don't think, well, I got to do certain things. No, you don't. Just get out and take that first step and see what happens, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, if I may. Basically, when Kamala Harris says that Trump doesn't care about the American citizens, she's basically saying that he doesn't promote free stuff and reparations for the blacks and support socialism. Because if he did, then she knows that would be kissing. She would be kissing his, you know what?
Kamala Harris is definitely a socialist. So I don't tell her what she's up to. Amazing, thank you.
The Great White Pope, Vatican III, says Pope Leo has 1 week left to find Jesus. Not sure what that means. I disclaim.
I haven't heard that at all, but okay. Thank you.
Although that would be nice. Yeah. Cloud Bob says, biblical question answer.
Do you have humility? What is it?
Yes, and it's leaning on God's understanding. Big smile.
Thank you. And that's amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Biggie Bollocks gave a super chat. Message deleted.
Thank you very much.
Adam says on Cash App, where is so-and-so? He gone. And then he said, you gonna see the Michael movie, JLP? Can you sing?
I haven't seen it. I have seen it advertised, the promotion of it in the media, local media, but I have not seen it. And I don't know if I'll see it or not. I mean, maybe if it come on TV. I know I'm not going to a movie theater to see it, that's for sure. Is it at a theater or is it on Netflix or somebody?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, I have not seen it. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. And then over on Cash App, no, I'm on YouTube, The Real Jarrell says, good morning to all. Armani Floyd, who was killed at that Christmas lighting in Chicago, was the son of a former gang leader. Our dads grew up together, he says.
That's amazing. Funny how they left that out.
Indeed.
If that's true. Thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. We'll have to... Chris says, there's no way that was the real voice from the Atlanta guy. Sounded like he was going to read a ransom note. Laughing face with tears coming out.
But he seems to sound like, at the end, it definitely sound like it was this voice.
There's some black guys who sound like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to say.
Yeah. I hope he get involved, though. He didn't think that he should do something. But get involved if you think you can do it better. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, y'all. Thank you.
Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hours coming up next. And your phone calls and super chat. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. My goodness, it's crazy. There was a car crash or something in Mexico that was like deadly. I think a couple of Mexicans and then a couple of our American CIA guys got killed in a car crash following a drug lab raid. We were not informed, said Mexican authorities, so-called, according to Revolver News and CBS. And Sheinbaum is the woman who's running Mexico. And she's saying that they're going to probe the role of the United States officials killed in the Chihuahua car crash. Chihuahua's not to be confused with the dog. I think it's a place in Mexico. Anyway, feds charged a man with supplying a gun used in the Louisiana shooting that killed 8 children. The father, you know, who did in 7 of his kids and then their cousin. Terrible. And a stepbrother has pleaded not guilty to the murder and sex abuse charges in his teens, in that teen stepsister's cruise ship death. You remember, you may have heard this story. They were roomed together. Terrible story. Anyway, he was 16-year-old, killed his 18-year-old so-called stepsister, roomed with her. It's crazy. Anyway, The Onion is launching a new bid or has launched a new bid or is launching a new bid to take over Alex Jones' InfoWars and turn it into a parody platform, according to Ground News. You heard about that probably from me earlier this week or maybe from others. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, ridiculous group, indicted on federal fraud charges related to past use of paid informants. And Uber's lost another U.S. Driver sex assault lawsuit, and they were ordered to pay $5,000. That's not too bad. $5,000 is not too bad. And drop in the bucket for them, I suppose. But it's not good to be losing lawsuit trials from that stuff. And FBI's Cash Patel suing The Atlantic for $250 million. Revolver and Citizen Free Press on Truth Social says Dan Bongino says it's a media hit job on Cash Patel. And there's a reason the media and Democrats want him out now. And I don't know. So whatever. But there's been multiple, like dozens maybe, something like that, of supposed witnesses claiming stuff against Cash Patel. You know, he's that wild-eyed guy who's running the FBI. Pretty decent values, at least purported stated values, right? But he's, you know, we're not really sure what to think of him. But shout out to Cash Patel and to The Atlantic. This is the end of hour 2 of Black Excellence Wednesday, April 22nd, AD 2026. The lines are full. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to y'all's calls. And make sure your phone is in a clear place with clear signal and good setting so that you come through loud and clear and without any extra background noise and stuff, and stay close to the phone and in a still position so you don't sound all wishy-washy and crazy. Shout out so that you come through loud and clear, and make sure you have the show turned off so that you don't have background noise. All right, listen through the phone when you're on hold. There's no delay. Anyway, Manhood Hour is coming up in this third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show this Wednesday, April 22nd. Okay, and then after that, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV with Bill. Bill hosts Punchy TV this afternoon, evening for some, early evening, I suppose. Or for some of you overseas, it's tomorrow almost, or getting there. Anyway. The Trump administration reportedly offering more than 1,100 Afghans, the people, not the rugs, at a Qatar base a choice between resettling in the Democratic Republic of Congo or return to the Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. So said an activist on Tuesday. And the activist may be right. Following a shooting incident in Washington, D.C., I think, last year, when an Afghani person with U.S. intelligence ties fatally shot a National Guard member, Trump halted the refugee processing, and he's trying to get these people out of here. They don't belong here. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
trying to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around because we're on, you know, different time zone around the world, and you just got to go and do what you got to do, but you would love to still hear the show as it is happening, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's the last hour of the show today, Wednesday. And there's this order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. Nothing else going to work but that. And we're trying to point human beings, men and women, back to that. We can't do it ourselves. Only the Spirit of truth can do it. You and I cannot change anything. We're not in control of anything. Nothing. And the sooner you find that out, the sooner you will be made free, all human beings. So, Wednesday, last hour, is, we take all the call, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, a man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
It's easy to fall for the total package. I mean, good hair, well-spoken, picks up the check. Then they get a little too comfortable, and you start wondering, who they go home to?
I've given our boys dolls, even if they tear the head off. If I'm reading a book and the protagonist is a male, I just change the he to a she.
That's gotta be illegal.
Then we met the missus, and it all made sense.
But I kinda liked it when she did this. Turn the page. You like that?
What he said goes. Oh, the man is the head of the house.
Would you be attracted to a guy who's not financially sound when you meet him?
I married one.
Let me tell you something, Tula. The man is the head, but the woman is the neck. And she can turn the head any way she wants.
What a mess! Where's the love, folks? We got to love one another. Christ came and he brought the message of salvation, which is love. Salvation is of the heart. And the heart is of God when you are of love. But when you hate anyone, angry, resentful, out of control, then you can't be helped by love. Where is the love? Amazing. So, a lot of people want to understand the Great White Hope, right? And how is he, who is Donald Trump? Donald Trump is different. And then so, and by him being different, there are people who are angry at him, and then there are those who are happy with him. But most people don't seem to understand Donald Trump. And I want to play something that will help all people who want to understand the Great White Hope to understand him, to know exactly who he is. This will do it. If you really want to know exactly who Donald Trump is, I want you to listen to the If poem. And the If, listen closely with an open mind. Listen closely with an open mind. And the If poem will let you know exactly who Donald Trump is. And it will let you know that you too can be that way. Every man, every woman on the planet, if you were to do the If poem, you will become a man and you will, ladies, become a woman. Really. So I want to play this so you can know and you won't ever have to ask again or ever have to wonder who is Donald Trump. You would never have to wonder again. So we're about to play the If poem. And it would tell you who Donald Trump is. So listen up. Don't be mad. So you can learn from it. And you too will become that as well. Listen up. The If poem.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
This, I promise you, if you can do that, and you can, it's not like if you can do that, if you would do that, men and women, you got to live that way. And it can be done. If you live that way, the kingdom of heaven is yours. Perfect peace is yours. It is yours. But you got to do something. You got to live that way. And you can do it. Isn't that amazing? And you, as an individual, though, you got to become whole. You must be one. You cannot live as a group. You cannot live thinking about the past or the future, worrying and putting the world first. It ain't going to work like that. That's Donald Trump, in case you're wondering, who is Donald Trump? That's the man. Amazing, huh? So apparently they had a Bible reading thing going on. Fox News is reporting that they had like this Christian Bible thing going on in celebration of the 250-year anniversary of America. And so they read the Bible to celebrate America. Fox News reported President Trump read 2 Chronicles 7, 11 through 22. 2 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles, whatever. Chronicles 7 through chapter 7, verse 11 through 22. America reads the Bible. And it was joined by 500 leaders in a week-long event celebrating 250 years of America. Watch this from AP News.
President Donald Trump is taking part in an event called America Reads the Bible. It's a week-long event in which hundreds of participants are taking turns reading aloud from the Bible from the beginning to the end. The passage Trump is reading from is significant. It's from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 7, and it's often been read at events called the National Day of Prayer each year. The passage depicts the dedication of the ancient temple in Jerusalem under King Solomon. In the key passage, God promises to Solomon that he will restore the nation if it sins and then repents. The verse reads,
"If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
That's amazing. See the if? Yeah, that's the if. That's Donald Trump. If you want to understand who Donald Trump is, now you know. And the critics, of course, are complaining. They say this promote a Christian nationalist version. And some say reading the Bible doesn't make sense to them. Watch this from AP News.
Organizers say they're thrilled that Trump has agreed to read this passage, noting its historical connection to National Day of Prayer events. But the use of the passage has its critics. They say it's used to promote a Christian nationalist vision that fuses American and Christian identity, especially at a time of growing religious diversity in America. Some critics also say that Trump's positions on such issues as the war and immigration don't mesh with the Bible that he's reading from.
"Because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt and laid hold on other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore has he brought all this evil upon them.
Amazing. That's so deep. I don't even know what to tell you. Thank you, Mr. Trump. And we are, I don't know why the critics have issues with that. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. The UK used to be that too, remember? A Judeo-Christian nation. And they allowed the Alawaba people to come in, and they have destroyed that. Come back to reality, folks. As an individual, the group are not going to do it. Don't wait on the group. Don't wait on the group. And Pete has read the Bible too. What the? And people upset about that. They were like, oh, that was a Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction saying. This is from The Guardian. On Wednesday, April 13th, at his latest Pentagon worship service, blessing the Iran war effort, Hesed stepped to the podium. Watch what's happened from the New York Post.
Which leads me finally to a prayer that I'll read, which was also handed to me a couple of days ago, delivered from the lead mission planner of Sandy 1. Sandy 1 were the A-10s that were a part of the daylight rescue mission of 44 Alpha, Dude 44 Alpha out of Iran. And if you know anything about Sandys, their job is to bring those A-10s and put them in between the enemy and that down pilot. And so their job is to literally sacrifice themselves for someone else. And in Iran, in contested territory, that's exactly what they did. They call it CSAR 25:17, which I think is meant to reflect Ezekiel 25:17.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17.
The path of the downed aviator.
The path of the righteous man
is beset on all sides.
And is beset on all sides.
By the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
It's by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
And I will strike down upon thee with.
And I will strike down upon thee with
great vengeance and furious anger.
Great vengeance and furious anger.
Those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother.
Those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
And you will know my call sign.
And you will know my name
is Sandy One.
Is the Lord.
When I lay my vengeance.
When I lay my vengeance upon thee.
And amen.
Amen. It's nice to see once again the government involving or encouraging Christianity in government. I haven't heard this in so long. I forgot they do that in government. So right on. And then they were showing the Samuel Jackson thing at the same time, but they both were just quoting the Bible. So what's the deal? Jackson seemed to be quoting the same scripture. Pete is quoting the same scripture. It's from the Bible, so, and? But it's really nice to see them promoting Christianity in government again. He is using it to associate it with what's happening in Iran. You mess with America, they're going to strike you down. And I understand they adjusted the verse to fit the movie, and Pete is using it to fit whatever is happening in Iran. That's all. What the... Don't mess with America. We'll strike you down. And in the movie, Jackson was playing tough. And he twisted it as well to match the movie scene. What the? It's okay, folks. Calm down. Don't let everything affect you personally. Be an if person. If the whole world turn against you, if you lose it all and regain again without even a word about it, if the whole world turn against you, and if you walk with kings and queens and still maintain your simplicity, you'll become a man or you'll become a woman. Let me try Jay out of Chicago again. See if his phone finally untapped. Jay, first time caller. Let's try it one more time, Jay.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, sir. Finally.
It worked. What the?
Finally, it's happened right in front of your face. Go ahead, Jay.
It's about time, man. Good to hear from you, brother.
You too.
I just wanted to ask you, man, just on the topic of Trump, how do you feel with him posting online of him like as Jesus?
He didn't post as Jesus. What do you mean? He posted as Trump.
Right, but in the likeness of Jesus.
But he wasn't even in the likeness of Jesus. He had on the clothes, the type of clothes that the Christ wore at the time. But it was Donald Trump. It wasn't Jesus.
Right. But I mean, anybody who sees that is going to instantly assume that it's Jesus. And I mean, like just looking at it, everybody sees it.
But that's
obvious what's being referred to.
But that's why you should never assume. Assuming something is always wrong, and if whenever you assume, you're gonna see it wrong. But then you got to blame someone else for the way you see it, not realizing those thoughts are inside of you. And that's what you think. That doesn't mean that what the next person meant or thinking.
So what do you think it meant?
I'm sorry?
What do you think it meant?
Well, when I saw it, I saw that it was Donald Trump. I saw that what he had on and what he did. And I didn't know what it meant until he said what it meant. And he said that meant that he is a doctor, something like that.
And you believe that?
Well, I neither believe it or accept, I never rejected or accepted it, but I just heard what he said that in his mind that it meant. Did you accept what he said?
Of course
meant?
Not.
And why not?
Because he's treating all of us like we're idiots, you know. Like anybody who would post that obviously knows what they would be implying with that, and simply going on and saying that it's supposed to be me as a doctor is ridiculous. Considering if it was a doctor, the way you would think it was a doctor is he was wearing a robe. If he's wearing one of those around his neck, but it's not. It's a guy in a robe with like a red sash, and then with what looks like heaven opening up behind him. But, I mean, I've never seen a doctor that literally brings heaven into the.
But when a doctor heals you, doesn't it feel like heaven?
It doesn't feel like it was. I've had an encounter with Jesus.
But does it feel like heaven?
No, I wouldn't say that because
never had pain.
To say getting healed,
you never had pain, and when the pain is gone, it feels like heaven.
I'm just saying you're gonna feel bad. But I mean, do you really think anything on earth can make you feel like what heck you feel?
And what does heaven feel like?
I'm just saying nobody knows. That's my point.
But how do you know then that a free fear becoming free of pain doesn't feel like heaven if you don't know what heaven feel like?
Because it even says that heaven is like nothing. It's not, you can't describe it in words what heaven would be like. So why would I even try?
Why do you say that? Let me ask this: are you?
What heaven feels like have to do with what Trump is implying himself to be in that picture?
But aren't you implying in your mind that that's what he was doing?
Partly, yeah. Say I was implying,
are you partly,
I was assuming.
Are you
obviously,
all the way? You're totally implying in your own mind what Donald Trump was doing, right?
Right. Well, I'm just going off my assumption, but I mean, anybody with a brain would think that that's obviously what. If you see a picture like that, the first thing you think isn't going to be. What is the first thing you're going to think? Is it, oh, this is Trump dressed as a dude with the heavens opening up behind them? Is this Trump dressed like Jesus? What are you going to say?
Are other people responsible about what you think? Are they responsible for what you think? Those are your thoughts inside of you, and Donald Trump and no one else is responsible for what you think. Only you are responsible for your own thoughts.
Right, but Hold on, go ahead.
Is it true or not that only you are responsible for your thoughts?
Right, that's true.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's true.
And so why would you blame Donald Trump for what you were thinking?
I'm not blaming him for anything.
But you said that's what he told you why he did it, you still don't believe because of your thoughts.
Right, but just the fact that he had to go out of his way to even explain it is that he's dressed.
Well, he did that because the American people overreacted to it, so he explained it. Is it true or not that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything? Is that true?
Is what true about lies and everything?
Is it true or not that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
That all thoughts are all lies?
All the time about anything.
That all thoughts are all lies all the time. Over everything.
About anything. Is that true or not?
Not necessarily.
What do you mean? Either it's true or it's not.
All thoughts are all lies, all time, over everything.
About anything, everything. All thoughts are all lies.
Well, no, because no, all
the time,
thoughts, all
about
thoughts
anything. Let me take a break. The treasure chest, no. Stress off is now open on pills.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Amazing. Welcome back. A quick reminder this morning when I started the show, I encourage people, rather than getting angry, upset, overreacting about a situation, I suggested that you get an understanding. Why am I acting this way? Why do I feel this way? Why am I upset about anything? Why am I overreacting? Get an understanding rather than getting upset. It will bless your socks off. Above all, get an understanding instead of getting upset. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, the Hake Report at 9 o'clock from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then after at 2 p.m. today, Puncher TV, a live episode at 2 p.m. with Billy, PUNCHIE.TV, Puncher TV at 2 p.m. You can call in, you can super chat and everything with Bill, and you don't want to miss Bill at 2 p.m. And last but not least, brand new episode of I'll read your note. What did that note mean? On Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.TV, a very interesting discussion with Brian Shapiro. He is a radio host up in Vegas at KSHP radio station. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does racism exist?
Are you really asking me that question?
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. I think you're amazing. Okay, so you're a misogynist then. You're
no.
A pig.
What?
You can laugh. No, it's, what do you mean? The unemployment numbers aren't important? You're a for what? Saying that. You're a bigot. Do you understand
Brian,
that? You're a bigot?
Are you a
Don't
Christian?
Don't Brian me. You are a moron, Jesse.
Hey,
you have an IQ of like 20.
Brian.
You're an imbecile. You're a zero. You're a buffoon.
Don't worry. It'll get better. Very interesting. I think you're going to like it. Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Very, very interesting. All right? I want to go quickly back to the busy phones and see if I can get in as many calls as possible this half hour. Jay out of Chicago. Let me go back to Jay. Jay, is it true or not that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
I would still say no, just because, I mean, not all thoughts can be lies.
When the last time you had a true thought?
Morning.
What?
This morning.
And what was the true thought this morning?
that the coffee that I'm about to make is probably going to be delicious when it was.
The what?
The coffee I was going to make is delicious, and it was.
That's a practical thought. I'm talking about a psychological...
Well, I mean, I mean, first you said thought, and now you're saying a different kind of thought.
Yeah, there are practical thoughts.
What does this have to do with? I know, but what does this have to do with Trump and the picture?
Because you're blaming Trump for the way what you saw in your own mind.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Right,
you're
right.
Thinking, hold on. And you're thinking that that's what he was doing because that's what you were thinking, not realizing those thoughts was inside of you. And it had nothing to do with Trump at all.
Do you think Trump is a smart man?
He's very wise for sure.
You don't think he's smart?
Yeah, he is smart. Very smart.
Okay, so you don't think him being as smart as he is would know when he posted that picture that people would assume that he's portraying himself as Jesus?
But that's neither here nor there. He's not responsible for what someone else thinks.
But he's the president of the United States, so you know anything he says influences the outcome of however many other things.
But he's still not responsible for the way you think and how you react to it, or anyone else. He can't live a life at all thinking about what other people are going to think.
You know, the issue that I see with this, Jesse,
that
is
sense.
That...
Hold on, does that make sense or not?
Yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say to that it does make sense, what you're saying, but also, we're regular people, you know, he is the president, so...
But he's still a regular person. His job title is president, but he's still a regular person. He's no different than you or me or anyone else.
Right. So all I'm saying is the thing is, it feels like you're on the Trump train 100%, and nothing he does will ever make you jump off the train.
What's
probably
the Trump
until
train?
It's too late. Well, just the MAGA movement and like, I mean, I'm not saying not to support him or anything. Obviously, that's your choice. And I used to be a big Trump fan.
Oh, you don't support him now?
No, I can't support him now, man.
Do you think Trump is Jesus?
No, but I do think he has a sort of Messiah complex.
What's a Messiah complex?
Just that he has like a savior type complex where he.
But did he ever say that?
No, I don't think he has, but I do know for a fact that
those are still your thoughts, which are not your own.
No. Well, hold on. But let me finish.
All right.
So I do think he has obviously a big ego, and that's not necessarily an issue. But when you have like a big ego like that, and then you have people telling you, "Oh, you're a savior," all this stuff. I mean, it probably goes to your head, and especially to a person like Trump. But
well,
the only thing
that,
I was bringing
how
up
is
to,
that obvious.
How is what obvious?
That's the way he feels. You said.
Because he says it in every possible way.
He has a big ego?
No, but when people ask him questions, I mean, you can affirm if somebody has an ego or not based on how they act, right? So when people say stuff, oh, about buildings, about this, about that, engines, rocket engines, what does he all say? Oh, nobody knows more about rockets than I do. Believe me.
But
I know more about buildings than anybody.
You said Donald Trump has a big ego and it's going to his head according to what you think. Those are your thoughts about him. Do you see
not according to just what I think. If you've ever watched like like psychology channels and stuff like that. They also talk about crazy. Trump.
You can't listen to them.
Okay, if you
said about
this is the issue, bro. Jay, you're willing to believe anything Trump says.
You
got
to be out of your
says,
mind
but,
to be thinking what psychologists people think, psychology and all that. Those people are crazy.
I mean, the thing is, you put a lot of salt into what Trump says, but not into like what
that?
Other people say.
How do I do that?
Well, because you act like nothing Trump does can be wrong.
I didn't say that. You're still thinking wrong. Do you think Trump's a liar? Did I ever say that about Donald Trump? And nothing he can do to be wrong? Did I ever say that?
No, I'm saying...
Answer first and then respond. Did I ever say that?
No.
So you're still thinking. You see where you're wrong in thinking?
I get what you're saying, that I'm assuming too much.
What am I saying?
That I'm like thinking from my feelings and my own thoughts, not from actual like realistic.
Right. So like, now do you see
outside
that
of my
all
own head.
Thought? Now do you see that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything? You're thinking from your thoughts and emotions.
I'm thinking more of in general, right? But if you want me to bring up specific like facts, like that I didn't think in my head that like stuff actually happened, I could do that too.
Which is it best to deal with, reality or illusions?
With reality.
Right. So why don't you deal with reality and stop dealing with illusions?
Okay.
Before you ask another question, does that make sense? You're gonna stop
dealing with
illusion and deal with reality.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I just didn't think it's out of the realm of like the reality we're living in. What I was saying.
Now you see like, that it's out of the realm.
No, I'm saying I don't think it was out of like the realms of our reality. What I was saying.
Because of time, let's break it down really fast. Those thoughts you had about the Great White Hope and had on the rope and everything. Those thoughts were with you. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
No. Were those thoughts of you or not?
Kind of, yeah. Some
what do you mean,
of them,
kind
yeah.
of. Were they in you? Those thoughts were your thoughts, right?
Right.
Right. And so, Donald Trump is not responsible, or anyone except Satan, is responsible for what you think. Is that right?
That's right.
And so, why not drop the thinking and have a wait and see?
Because when somebody gives you so much information as to who they are and as to like what they've done and what they haven't done and what they stand for, I mean, playing the wait and see game is stupid.
Why?
Think about it. I was a fan of Trump, right?
Right.
Especially after his first term. I really think he did a great job his first term. And then during the second term, obviously, it made people miss him even more, right? Because of how horrible Biden's term was. And then, for the most part, he kept most of his promises, too. Trump did, right? His first term. And then the second term, he promised all this other stuff, right? No new wars. No open borders, all this stuff,
so
right?
Let me ask them, Jay, because I got to run, the time is going by. You're saying that with Trump dealing with Iran, you think that there are wars happening, right?
I don't think there's wars happening. There are wars happening.
And so are you saying that Trump should just wait until Iran attack us or someone else before he does anything?
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
You mean yes or no because of time?
No, because that's all propaganda.
What's propaganda?
about Iran being a threat specifically to the United States.
So if that's true, why did Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and all those other presidents, why did they think Iran was a problem, a threat?
Because Israel told them that Iran was a threat.
No, all those presidents I'm talking about, why did they all think the same thing?
Because Israel told them that Iran was a threat.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that?
How because, do you know that Israel told all those presidents that?
Bro, are you serious? Because
because
Israel has been in control of the United States forever.
Jay, how do you know Israel told all those presidents that, the U.S. presidents that? How do you know that? Tell me
because
how do you know
Israel,
went to them and told them that?
Because Israel has been trying to get a hold of trying to shut down Iran
forever. How do you know Obama didn't enforce? I know didn't seem to like Israel at all. So how do you know Israel told them that?
Because every president after JFK has had no issue with Israel being outside of the nuclear program.
Call me again. I got to run. I like talking to you about this, but you're not giving me any proof. And I got so many callers and super chatting. Will you call me again?
Yeah, I'll call you again, brother.
All right. Bye.
No, all right, man.
888-7753-773. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. That was hard listening to the last caller and stuff. You're asking them questions. And you're referring back to what Barack Obama, I mean, Barry Saltero did with Iran.
Who?
Joe Biden.
Who?
All the former presidents and Jimmy Carter, even?
I don't know Barry Saltero.
Barry Saltero is Barack's real name.
Oh, let's say the name that I know. And I know Barack, but I ain't never, I mean, I have heard what you, now that I know what you said. But let's just say Barack for now.
Okay, I'll say Obama. We'll go with Obama. And when he was over there, and what he did, he gave the Iranians, you remember when he flew the actual drone of the Northrop Grumman drone back in 2011, he landed it right on their airport space there, and Iran took it, dismantled it, and all the Shahed missiles that you see today were from good old Obama because he gave them the drone way back in 2011.
I know, but the caller just now was saying that Israel told all those presidents to do what they did when Barack Obama, according to a report, sent money over there, and he didn't seem to like Netanyahu that much. So ain't no way Netanyahu, from what it appeared, allegedly, could have convinced Barack Obama to fight for Israel or with Israel or anything.
Well,
is that right?
Bibi Milikos.
Is that right?
Bibi
is that correct,
Iran,
Brady?
They don't agree with each other.
Right.
I don't know anything. They don't agree on anything. The Iranians and the Jewish are the supposedly, I call them Jews in name only. They're dinos.
Brady.
There aren't no real Jews in Israel.
Hey, Brady.
Yes, sir.
Is it true or not, according to the reports, that Barack Obama didn't appear to care about Israel at all?
I don't think he did care too much for Israel. Why do you think he gave him $6 billion worth of cash on the tarmac?
And so if he gave that money to Iran, why do people think that Israel convinced Obama and all those other presidents to support them in war? Why do people think that with no proof?
Don't you remember what happened to the Shah of Iran?
No, why do they think that with no proof?
A proof of what? What are you trying to prove here? That Barack was right, that I'm wrong? What are you trying to get at?
For those people who think that somehow or another the president can be controlled by Israel, Donald Trump, and they're assuming these things without...
100%.
100%. They're assuming
that's
these
100%.
Things. What?
What you just said there is 100% is what's happening today with the great white Hulk King Donald. He follows Bibi Milikowski like it's his brother.
Where's your proof?
Where's your proof?
No,
the 2030 Israeli patch on their IDF soldiers' arms.
That's not proof.
That's the proof right there.
Where's your proof, Brady?
They're taking over the Middle East.
Where's your proof that?
Stopping them.
Where's your proof that Netanyahu, a member of the Dream Team, by the way, that he controlled Trump?
Don't you see how many times he went to the White House? Like 3 times in 10 days there, right before the start of it.
A whole lot of people go to the White House, man.
Do you understand what AIPAC is and how much they invest in the Republican Party?
Where's your proof that anyone controlled Donald
Trump? AIPAC. Look up the money that AIPAC gives.
Where's your proof?
Republican Party. There's your proof right there. Billions and billions.
All politicians get money during running for government. That's not unusual. Where's your proof that Trump politicians raise money, man, to run their campaigns? Where's your proof that anyone controlled Donald Trump?
Just like what happened to Charlie Kirk when he exposed what I just told you.
You're not giving me any proof that anyone controlled Donald Trump. But Brady, I got to run because of the board being full. Call me again.
Right on. Trump's the brain.
Bye. Super, super.
Super chat.
Twavy or T Wavy asks, what's your 2 cents on fasting with silent prayer?
You mean like with the food stuff?
Right, I guess.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Do it if you want to. It can't hurt as long as you do it. Keep it secret. Don't look like you're fasting. You don't want to get any ego gratification from it. But there's another fasting. You clean out your body from the different food and stuff you've been eating. So I don't, as long as you don't overdo it, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving advice in that way. But in all things, do it in moderation. Thank you.
Chief Justice W, are you afraid to criticize Israel?
What?
Are you afraid to criticize Israel?
No. Not at all.
Nice.
I said that my dream team was Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki313, could it be that people who are driven by evil seek positions of power because that's what evil does?
100%.
Melting emoji.
100%. Evil people love power, and they love controlling other people, all kind of stuff. And it's fake power, but it makes them feel like it's real power. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Brian R. says, on the Iranian school explosion, every U.S. military base has schools within them because families live on base. It tracks that during strikes, schools could be hit.
I rest my case. Thank you. Amazing.
Duh.
I know.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Earl. Earl, out of California. Earl, you are on the air. Hey, Earl. Oh, Earl. No, Earl. Amazing. I can't get, and what do you may send me to pick up any other calls right now? I hear the music. The time is up. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek will rise, is Thursday, which means Bible Thumper Thursday. Isn't that amazing? But listen, folks, I suggest, but do what you want, instead of reacting, overreacting, getting angry or upset or resentful, look for understanding. Why is this happening to me? Why? What is it that I did not see? What am I missing? Don't get mad. Get an understanding. so you can be made free. All right? Anger is keeping you away from freedom, from understanding. When you overreact, get angry, get resentful. Anger is not good. They have lied to you about anger being Jesus' anger. Jesus did not have human anger. Human anger is Satan's anger. All human beings who are angry are children of the devil. Whether they admit it or not, it doesn't matter what type of religion you have or anything. If you have anger, you and the devil are one. Get an understanding. Hey, let me understand why this is this way. What did I miss? What am I not seeing? All right? The Hate Report is coming, and then the American Anchor Baby, and then at 2 p.m., the Puncher TV with Bill. Rick and the rest of the call, I'm out of time. We got fighting to take care, folks. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent JLP show. The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV. Up today. Thanks, y'all.